So we begin. Before beginning our class, we should generate bodhicitta. That is, generally, we should have a attitude that make this life happier and meaningful. Meaningful is more important than happy. If you say happier, then we will maybe pursue the secular or worldly way to pursuing happiness. That sometimes lead to suffering, many cases. So when we say meaningful, then three type of attitude. One is a lower kind of people who pursuing the lower happiness or intention in the lower kind of keep in the motivation. That the lower doesn't mean they do harmful things and then for others and the self. It said you understand, try to understand cause and the result, causality. Then to make effort not to do that harmful result. That is saying we should always put our body, speech and mind into virtuous way, virtuous deeds. That brings happiness in result. Of course, it's not a pure happiness in this life. We have a mixed different kind of type of encounter in daily life. We have different kind of influences and different activities and experiences. But generally, overall, not only this life, but past habituation also influence us. But in this life, we try to make our three doors into the gateway to happiness. And then medium kind of an intention is said, since you know there is a, in relative world or in relative phenomenon, there is a nothing you really get last long happiness, all temporary and all fleeting away every happiness or moment of anything, and you always no guarantee for future. So for this, it's important to understand not only causality and the virtuous deeds, but also like selflessness. Practice of understanding what is impermanence and the relation towards suffering and what is the grasping of self made us confuse and also a lot of emotions collect a lot of negative habituation. So for this, it's important to conquer our own afflicted emotions and the practice of dependent origination and 12 links of dependent origination, and also other 37 practice of liberation. These achieving the nirvana, it's kind of rest in mind in peace, not only temporary but long lasting peace. And then more is like this book, more way of Bodhisattva encouraging us to practice. It's the great inspiration and aspiration. We motivate driving our practice in the life, we're leading our life way of the Bodhisattvas do. That is saying we practice behalf or live behalf of all we seeking or wish to able to help or benefit all sentient beings. So there is no preference this or that, close or near or far or past and this life or future lives. All sentient beings, as long as there is a space and time remains, sentient beings still there. So we should generate great aspiration to help all sentient beings. For this, it's important to understand dependent arising or dependent origination. Otherwise, people may lose hope thinking, I'm just a kind of normal being and one person. How can I help all countless beings? It's impossible. So since you awaken your own mind, all afflictions of ignorance, conquering your own ignorance, then the ability of serving other sentient beings are the potential is there. So we call this Buddha nature. Buddha has the wisdom that free from all afflictions, and that is the Dharmakaya. Also, there is a capability of a skillful means that able to serving sentient beings, accomplish other sentient beings in many inconceivable capabilities. So Buddha has, or Bodhisattva, also in different stages of a Bodhisattva, capable to do many things. So we are practice with those great aim and the motivation. So we should just check yourself and compare to these three type of motivation, and then try to merge into higher kind of capacity, higher aim. So each time is an opportunity to reflect and transform your own habituation. Everyone has a potential to can progress and become better and better. So through the study, hearing and contemplation and meditation, and also applications of the daily, kind of in daily life, these aspirations, then our kind of personality and the way of thinking and doing also changes. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of the happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Then our class today. 163 or 164, maybe 3, but the last verses. And throughout the sphere and the reaches of the world, in the hellish state, as many as there are, many beings who abide there taste the bliss and the place of a Sukhavati. It's about through this dedication. We already said what is means of dedication and and also sometimes in said qualities, dedication, aspiration, and sometimes use the quality words of quality. And this is our way to saying according our own ability. If you are compassionate, you have a compassionate kind of motivation, then you have a certain kind of a limited or conditioned compassion, or kind of compassion without limitation and the condition, not conditioned, like this compassion. So we try to, on the wisdom also too, with the emptiness, understanding of emptiness, or without understanding emptiness, these have differences. And also, it's just a kind of a very short thinking, and the dedication is a part of a ritual sense. So we do something, a dedication for the practice, and actually not much interest, their own real motivation, then these are capable to kind of tame your own mind and discipline your own mind, and also realization and how you understand things, or this is related. So these quality is according to your own internal kind of quality to do that dedication. And then first part is to wish the most difficult existence, or all of the existence of beings, most difficult circumstances are those hell beings, hell sentient beings who in the hell. So we kind of each dedicate, we put them first. So most needed, like a hospital, who in a most emergent kind of a situation. So we of course, everybody is same or important, and all sentient beings. But since in Buddhist, often we say different three realms, six classes of beings. So these each realm has a many different kind of level, kind of realms of the different type of sentient beings. Three of the realm, of course, it's a desire, form, and formless realms. The three, four, and in this desire realm is which is we have we live in desire realm. So desire realm, we talking about the six classes of beings. That is the hell beings in hell, which is kind of a goes to hell in many ways, but the main direct link most towards our behavior is anger. Anger can destroy many things, can kill, can do many horrible things. So anger is the direct kind of source to link to towards the experiencing of hell. And also hungry ghost, those are miserly animals. These are called also, we compare to our sentient, like a human being, they have a less capable, or you can use that word maybe more stupidly, these kind of words. And the human beings also have a different type of human beings, but it's kind of common. We have a desire, and demigod, or these have a jealous god, has a pride, and each level, like human beings, have anger, miserliness, and also stupidity, or those desire, jealous, and pride. It's already there. So this is a Each of these have many categories, so I'm not going to that part for each of these. In desire realms, there has a, generally we can say in a, some in heaven, heavenly God level, there is a, also the sixth type of God belong to realm of desire, close to human being. And the form and formless is much higher and higher capable kind of beings. There are six world or six type of world is close to human, but of course it's much capable, but it's still, we have many share, many qualities, desire kind of these. And then 12 different kind type of world of human beings, major four continent or area and other minor kind of eight, so total 12. And then animal, these and the hungry ghost, and then the these hell realms 16, and you can count other two and total 18. These do both, those are belong to the desire realm. So we're talking about hell beings. So for this, we said we wish them to kind of liberate or free from those difficult environment, difficult life in hell. Of course, normally if you heard of these words, have a terrified or I feel uncomfortable, uneasy. So people kind of say worse things to people. You said, oh, you go to these places or something. Some words. So now we are, or with our dedication, we wish the hell beings free from that difficult situation, circumstances, and then they had the happiness for this. And then continue our may those caught in the freezing ice be warmed, and from great clouds of bodhisattvas, torrents rains of boundless stream, to call those burned in infernal fire. Fires, that is also two type of major, mainly hell realm, as we said, it, there are different levels or different type of hell beings, but it's kind of a cosmic, natural, kind of a eight cool hells and eight hot hells. So you know, we wish the cool hells become warmer, become warm and livable, kind of comfortable for them. And the hot one become cold, become a very nice kind of comfort for them. So these, we pray for these kind of the bodhisattvas and the Buddha wish to kind of have a rinse of a shower in hot place, and to give them a comfortable kind of environment to live. So there's a dry or no, the heat should be kind of ring of shower. There are too many hot, we should say, too kind of a cold, then become very warm and comfortable. This or it's so may forests where the leaves, because I don't want to go details of these hell beings. If you want to Greek than many textbooks and the sutra teachings of in Shastras already described very detailed. These are very uncomfortable, of course, a difficult life. The life lasts very long in hell realms, and you have a very sensitive feelings, and also the miserable is immense. So this type of quality. The forest where the leaves are bloodless and the sword become a sweet grove, so pleasant to send a wood land glad. And may the trees of the miracle appear, splanting those upon the hill of Shimili. This is, and then also this is said in a hell realm. After you have a very, after one person or beings in burning or in very difficult cold situation, and then after they came to less the kind of punishable area, then these fit. They have also still feelings, or they saw tree, shadow, river, or something hopeful sign. But if you, this kind of beings in hell, these are closer to these trees and the grass, then immediately they found this is not what they kind of saw. These are these very sharp knife or sword, needle, all those. So those are difficult circumstances. Although not the most terrible kind of in hell that situation, but also wish them become the first. The chapter says the Sukhavati. Sukhavati is the pure land of Amida Bu. The wish hell become the pure land of Amida Bu. And this here, they said this kind of tree, which you, they try to get shelter under the tree, and then the leaves and these come drops, then cut your flesh and then skin these. Of course, the hell realms, they don't have a subtle, the gross or form of a body, which we have this flesh body, blood and flesh, bone, these. But they felt they had kind of a big body, and when they kind of birth, they have a very different birth from us. We have a this kind of a mammal type of human being as a mammal, like we have this, or others have a form of egg or this, and the other is born with some chemical kind of a combines and then the form become a form of a small kind of beings. But this is a manifestation in hell. So only need consciousness, and then there is a kind of a body, sense of body by that kind of grasping of the habituation. So it's like that, but you feel terribly kind of a hurt, like dreams. When you sometimes felt you have a very difficult body to go getting through some tunnels or difficult cliffs, but actually you haven't have any gone to anywhere like that. So similarly, it's like that. And then, so we should the environment become like pleasant and a comfortable garden, very nice trees and everywhere. I want to people who seen this garden and they want to rest in that palace or the beautiful area. It's for children, they have a children's kind of a garden, paradise, and other places. You can see the different species, including the swine and other maybe another species of birds or different birds lives in close to water or lake or this. And then this, you can hear the beautiful sound, and there are a lot of different type of flowers, including this lotus flower. So it's a kind of turn the worst place into the best kind of a desirable place. That is the aspiration or wish. So for this, and there, I think I'm missing one point here. And the main, the very pits of the heart be sweet with the fragrant pools, all perfumed with the scent of lotus, and the lovely with the cries of swine and goose, and the waterfall too pleasant to hear. So these are already explained. And then this is why I said some hell beings, they didn't have this pleasant feeling. They have a screaming or yelling or that something terrible, kind of uncomfortable sound. These have become very beautiful sound of those birds. May fear calls turned into a heap of the jewels, and the burning ground become even crystal floor. May crushing hell hills become sublime abundance. I'm not sure. Offering temple, dwelling of the Buddha. And then may the hell of the hill of weapons, lava, fierce storms become henceforth arena of flowers, and all the mutual woundings with the sharp blades, I think, be now a rain of flowers thrown in play. And this is a descriptions of hell. That is said, these the hot and cold is very, as we said before, it most hot and the cold is 16 different type of hells. And now we're describing the others are this surrounding the hell realm. When you came out, you're experiencing those less painful kind of a, of course it's still very terrible kind of experience, but then you heard of something, people calling you when you meet, then because of fighting nature or suspicious, and then they hurt each other. The measurement is important, like numbers, putting numbers, what is the, when you describe something. So it's said that they can, the hell realms, the hot, the, is very difficult to bear. So we seen there are many iron factories, the, have a very hot, maybe a few thousand associate kind of a hot these. These compared to hell realms, it's a kind of still not much hot. And when they destroy the cosmic kind of existence, the fire and water, earth, these air, and then when the when it appears in from subtle to gross, and then disappears from gross to subtle. So for that process, the heat is very, very important elements. And then it said it's compared to that heat is kind of a even more difficult. So I think for normal human beings, we don't need that much heat. We already pass away, or it's easy. But for hell beings, it's not. They can feel and standing for many kind of difficult situation. And then this, of course, it's the wish all this heat become turning into crystal ground, and all experiencing this mountain collapse on you, or that kind of feeling in the hell, that is become the palace place, very beautiful place. This may crash in hell, become a spline. I think this is a good some place to livable place. Offering temple, dwelling Buddha. This is in the heaven realm, realm of heaven. There are so a lot of beautiful castle places that we, if we describe, use our world of the usage of these experience. And those lavas and fiery stones, these which weapons, these become a flower, and used to hurting each other, can use shuffle or something, kind of that become giving each other flower and play in the thorn, flowers in play. So you can think how terrible is somebody, even you can use the pump, like all your one finger to you, say you something like angry face, and it said most ugly face, it's angry face. Most harsh words, it's kind of the disrespect, and then try to hatred in the mind is very terrible. So compared to that, we say those weapons were fierce, fearful kind of weapons used to in our society, you know, human life. There are a lot of arrows, bow, and a spear, and what's a machete, these two hurting each other. There are a lot of those kind of a long history. That's why so many in jail or many ways to punish people, and also a lot of wars in big and small personal and group of people happens. So even not hell, we are talking about human life. We have these kind of a similar, maybe not similar, but a terrible situation in human life. The condition of human life is much better. So now you think of the militaries transform into servants of a society, and all this technology, the investment become for purpose of not hurting each other, but to prosper a flourishing of a human society, benefit human beings, and to make the world a better place to live. So these are very important So even though you cannot do much, but for this life and afterlife, you have this direction and aspiration to wish to have go this way by yourself and influence yourself not to go negative. It's already good. You know? And then the 10, 164 page, and those in Gufid or fear Vatarani. So this is a river. Vatarani is a river. Sometimes it's a quote the. After your death, you experience that kind of a mountain, river. That is a more humanly experience, bridge. You cross over that bridge. Sometimes you go into the desert land, or you kind of climb over the mountain. These feelings are, since we walk in all our life in the mountain, river, and the crossing this and that, these experiencing and imprint very deep. Even though our dreams, sometimes we have this mountain and the river or other kind of familiar life in this place, we experience, reflect in our mind. So when you any habituation, for example, before you have a phone, cell phone, I bet you never dreamed about something cell phone. You're using your cell phone to communicate with the people, for some special people, I don't know, but generally we don't have it. But after cell phone is popular usage, and then you may have a dream, you are using cell phone to talking about something. So these are also same. When we encountering, then, we follow our habituation and some leading karma, and all different karmas there, but some taking place of leading, like the rivers. Since the river comes, they're always finding way to continues. So our kind of habituation is like that. And then it said, for unfortunate kind of beings, and when we cross, and then the difficult to cross, very fearful and terrified by that kind of a stream, or very strong kind of big water river. And then some people try to cross, but they come back, and then they drown, or some kind of hit rocks, and also some, because our river is too hot or something, then they burn themselves, the bone and flesh is separated by that hot, soul hot kind of water, river. And then for these hell beings, we wish them through our practice and the cultivation of bodhicitta. So for through this merit, we wish them kind of to have the best kind of form of a body. It's of course a heaven, kind of a heaven. This is in samsara heaven. God realm is best kind of form of the body. So, we wish them to enjoy what heaven beings enjoying in the crystal and the cozy and the or, very comfortable, lake or, spawn, or the people who take bath, these, and with the other kind of a kind and a nice person, people you are having relax the time. So hell beings also seeing birds, but they are not very nice birds. They are in, against them to kind of take away, to bite their flesh, skin, and even eyes. That used to happen. So for these, you wish them best the environment that not a terrible kind of situation. Oh, their flesh destroyed, their bones bleached, white as kunda flowers. May they, through me, through all my merit, merit, strength, have a godlike forms and a support with the goddess in Mandakini peaceful stream. So they turned the Vetarani to Mandakini. And that is turn the river in Bardo or hell, that turn into heaven, river in heaven. So this is but what fear it, is it? They will ask that grip, but grips that henchman of the deadly lord, frightful virtues, and curse and crowns. What noble strength is that? Is it that bring us joy and drove away our dreadful night? And look, looking skyward, they will see the shining from Vajupani. Then may their sin be quenched in joy, and may they go to him. So these are practice of each of us. We are choosing to practice some form of weakened kind of a form of a bodhisattva, a Buddha. So these are very helpful. Like child who practice or in not purposely practicing, but they have this very deep, strong connection with their mother. And when they feel fear, they immediately thinking of the mother, and immediately in an even dream, they kind of get helped by their parents. Who students who practice of spirituality, especially kind of in Tibetan tradition, they will have a very good, connection with the master, teacher. And then even then in the dream, they are terrified. They immediately remember the teacher. So they weakened or they kind of have a more stronger force than the dream illusion itself. So they free from the dream. This happens. And also too, some people pursuing or practices of some varieties of a deity, or actually the deity is not kind of separate from your mind. They are talking about the quality of your own mind, but the form of deity. That is, first, you admire those all quality of the deity or the bodhisattvas. And then eventually recognize these all, what you, the kind of, the wonderful beings, possess all good qualities and potentials. Actually, it's you. So you can kind of emerge with that, the visualization with the bodhisattva, Buddha, and then you have a more confident and more willing to do good and to progress of your kind of a potential to become obvious kind of a manifestation of that pure kind of mind, body, speech, and mind. body, speech, and mind. So for these practices, very helpful when you practice Vajrayana, Vajrapani. Vajrapani is the kind of a symbolizing Buddha's capability or Avalokiteshvara is the representing compassion of all Buddhas, and the Manjushri representing or symbolize the wisdom of all aspect or awakening aspect of Buddha, the compassion and the wisdom. Then also with this compassion and wisdom, it's immense kind of a benefit and a strength and strength and power. This is representing with these Vajrapani and also others, like as we said, different count way of counting the qualities and blessing, aspiration, and also with this kind of the future kind of a benefit, the way of to benefit the future beings. So these skillful means, these are individual, each one we can choose what kind of name, form. Some are wrathful, some are peaceful. Was behind there is a story of to kind of become enlightened beings. So which kind of stories you really connect to, you feel more inspiring, you can choose one or two or 100 or anything like that. You can practice. There are many have their own unique kind of practice of these kind of stages of practice and the completion stages of practice. The progressing, what's it called, the development stages of a practice, which is what your maturity of your mind and the wisdom actualize the reality that, but the differences. So, and also with the deep understanding samadhi of emptiness, then you go to stay, that is completion stages of the practice. So each kind of a Buddha or Bodhisattvas, they have some story, but we don't take the Bodhisattva form of a different form. Even one Buddha, one Bodhisattva, they have a variety of forms. These are just a skillful kind of a way to engage and associate with the practice. There's which you like, it's a female or male, or many arms, standing, sitting, and kind of half sitting, and different kind of a vasal, the dharma object on their hands, and the different mudra or kind of a hand, the gestures that representing different kind of quality or abilities. So these are very important, since they are actually different, not only our own imagination or something, but there are awakened beings in the universe, different wave form. So it's like how to say, they see us more than we see them. And then and how they and then they see the seething lava flowed of hell, extinguished in the inner rain of a blossom, drenched fragrant streams. At once fulfill the bliss, they will ask, how can this be? May then the denizens, I'm not sure this is what it says, the hell, be hold over one who holds the lotus. This is talking about I'm not sure the words of a denizen, or I don't know, denizens of hell. But it's a, talking about when there's those difficult stress circumstances, you immediately kind of, because of your deep practice, even sometimes you are not very, the best way to kind of not falling into unfortunate circumstances or unfortunate realms, but with the, your kind of practice, you have still some kind of able to do it. So with aspiration, we also dedicate our merits towards those beings in the hell realms, which this can encourage, inspire them to remember their practice, and immediately they're seeing that kind of a bodhisattva of Vajrapani or Manjushri and Avalokiteshvara appears in their mind, in their kind of in front of them, and leading them get to kind of turn the hell to the heaven, or its mind, the changing of the mind and the perception, and also go with the bodhisattvas to leave behind all of those terrifying situations. So the, for this, they can see the in the hell realm, they described when they go to river, or there are a lot of bad smell, smells very bad, and a lot of filthy things there, and these turn to the most beautiful fragrance and a flower, rain of flower, flower from sky, and the kind of burning fire ceases by the compassionate kind of mind of Avalokiteshvara, and give all these beings peace and rest. And then when they have this eager to look and to try to find something, help, helper, to help them leave from those suffering situations, difficult circumstances, difficult kind of environment, then this, what a great kind of a karma they seen that Avalokiteshvara in front of them. So this is a using for holding lotus, one who hold the lotus usually described as a different way to say Avalokiteshvara. And then friends, throw away your fears and quickly gather here. For who is it comes to us banish dread this gleaming youth of with the bound top hair, bound up hair? This loving bodhisattva saying, saving and protecting every beings, every being, whose power relieves all pain, bestowing joy. Behold the hundred of gods and the, let's see, this is a, I will read, continue, I think. Behold a hundred gods who lay their crown before the lotus feet. The rain of a flower that falls upon his head, his eyes moist with compassion. The splendor of his house that echoes praises of a thousand goddesses. May those in hell, this cry on the scene, Manjugosha. So this part is also continue. dependent on, you can practice all three, but if some people think of, I'm mainly practice one, it's like that. So if you practice of Manjushri, that's also same. You can kind of benefit from this great bodhisattva. You can see there kind of you, this is a, you can visualize in with this practice of shamatha and vipassana. When you use the shamatha practice to put tanka or picture or statue in front of you, Buddha or bodhisattvas, then you familiarize their kind of a feature and the all symbols of their kind of clothing and way of the hands put or feet put, the way of these have a, each has a meaning. And then you're deeply kind of remembering that. So in a different time, since we have always engaged with the sound and form, you can always remember in all what you see inspired by that form, and what you, all you hear is repeating and the practicing of mantra, that sound, you purify that sound with the great meaning of the mantra, and you're familiar with that, or seeing anything kind of seen as unpleasant, but since you visualizing this kind of bodhisattva, you can able to influence or inspired by that to transform your mind. And all thoughts also goes with the compassion, wisdom aspect of an enlightened mind. So this exhausted or agitated, disturbed the mind or become peaceful, stress or reduces this. So of course, then you hear in the other kind of a goddess, they are singing beautiful poetic words or giving music, putting the playing music instrument, and all different holy beings arrive in front of you, and many people are seeking kind of a pay homage or respect. And they also have already completed the wisdom and the compassion. So they look at you with the compassion, care, take care of you with the gentleness and respect. And this kind of a feeling, very important. And likewise, through my roots of virtue, seeing bodhisattvas like a Shyamadabhadra, free from stain, those clouds of bliss, all laden with cooling. I may not pronounce it right, but scent the rain. May all those languishing in hell come now to perfect joy. So then Bodhisattva Shyamadabhadra, we have a praying for keen aspiration, keen prayer of aspiration, prayer, keen aspiration prayer, Shyamadabhadra. Shyamadabhadra, in especially in Nyingma tradition, is very important of not only form of bodhisattva, but also way to understand that dharmakaya way of Shyamadabhadra is representing primordial wisdom and pure mind of pristine mind of us. Never kind of polluted, never anything, nothing can damage or harm of this pristine original mind of us, primordial mind. So this is also, there is a means of that. this is in this text, of course, this is Bodhisattva Shyamatapatra. It's representing the aspiration of great aim to help sentient beings of the Buddha. So it said, with our own virtue and deeds, we wish all sentient beings in hell and visualize, seeing that Shyamatapatra, and also cloud of all these rains of the flower, blessings of flower, all exhausted and terrible kind of situation turn to very pleasant and happy kind of ground. And then everyone turned worry and fear into joy and happiness. So these and may the stepping and stooping animal be stopping, stooping animals be freed from fear of being pride upon each other's food, and may their famished spirits have such a joy as those who dwell within the northern continent. So then in first part we are the praying or dedicating the merit in for the sentient beings in hell, and then we pray for the animal realms, the different type of animal realms. Some animal realms live in the sea, so some animals shelter in the land or possessed by human being, depends on the human. Some lives under water, some under ground, earth. Some lives in a tree, and all different kind of a type of a species. There are many millions of different of lives that we categorize into animal realm. As we said before, some people may say naga is animal, naga as a snake. We said this mentioned last time. When we in Buddhist context and say naga, it's not necessarily what we see in snake in a normal kind of snake. Those are not naga, because sometimes terminology, these terms have to differentiate using. So naga have a great wealth, according to Buddhist literature. Then said naga able to hear the Dharma. We don't see snake have a great wealth, treasures, and then something. And also, so some people categorize the naga into animal realm is more associated with the water underground, and sometimes they also said these naga can spread disease to human beings. But I don't see much snake disease human being, according nowadays. Maybe any animals can be potential kind of a disease transfer into human being, but not especially snake considered as a very terrible kind of a source of a disease of human being. So this is a kind of likely not point direct in saying naga. Sometimes there is a form of a naga and a tanka. It's a kind of a body, more like a fish or water kind of a live. Some are more snake-like kind of tail. but the upper side of a body, it's more human being. I think, don't think this is a original kind of a, somebody seeing the Naga and then to put into picture. I don't think, but there is saying this is not purely kind of a animal of these. And also in some other categories, putting Naga into like eighth classic, demons or these spirits. And then in that, some are put into demigod categories of this Naga. Anyway, that's we're not talking about much in Naga here. Here is the animal realm. So for that, so we first talking about the wish, or wish the different type of different way of experiencing heaven turn into pleasant and beautiful place and become like most pure and water mountain and those surrounding trees or those all become heaven or even pure land kind of environment. And the second part is praying of dedicating all this mind and merits to actualize or in kind of remembering and get blessed from your own kind of pure and positive karma and to giving kind of prayer aspiration towards bodhisattvas to kind of transform your suffering sort of beings in hell who is like in difficult situation. And then now is in part of the hungry ghost realm, animal realms, they transform their difficulties into dedicate this merit to them, for them. And for animal realms, difficult is to harm each other. Although human beings harm each other, but I don't see much human being eat human beings. Although they are existed in past and maybe even present some places, but past is more. But not like eating in daily life. But a human being, animal to animal, is kind of a very eat. Although animal, many animal don't eat kind of same categories of species themselves. But some do. Some even eat like mates or others, their own born, same things like that in some sense, some kind of a rare situation. Different type of species. And then wish all hungry ghost realm also generally we can say hungry ghost doesn't mean every sentient beings of their sentient beings, each one, all of these sentient beings are hungry. Sometimes it said hungry ghost realm, they are wealthy kind of beings. But when we say kind of some are very, or many are very hungry and really terrible situation, but some are very, according teaching, they said they are pretty wealthy, but they have a very stingy kind of mind, always want more, always not enough kind of the habituation. So that is the kind of quality of a hungry ghost. Preta realms also is sometimes destitute of food and drinks, creating hunger and thirst. So they try to always searching like human being and other animal, many animals are always looking food and for food and water, shelter and mate, those things are common. But the hungry ghost is more desperate. And then some the difficult kind of body which they found the food and difficult to find easy to thirst and hungry when they're carrying their belly very big and to try to walk very difficult. And when they find something, it's always not short enough. It's always short. And when they eat, the neck is very skinny or small, and the stomach is very big, and also always difficult to kind of swallow things like that. Some are for years, a month, or many long time, they cannot find anything. So, but they don't die directly. For human beings, maybe we don't have food and water for a week, then we already almost, maybe some people dead, some are struggling for lust. For hungry ghosts, these, they become a, like a skeleton, but they still have a strength to continue to search and in with those difficult circumstances. For these, as we said, these miserly, greedy is the always greed. Greed, people said, going to stage greed, going to more kind of a suitable or more applicable the ball towards the hungry ghost realm. Never satisfied, always craving, take over everything like this and that. So greed, no kind of a end. There is a limit resource, but the greedy mind is no much kind of time. They're satisfied by that. And some are live collectively, some are live in a single one, some are move through space, it said the hungry ghost. Some are, as we said, some internally very difficult, suffering from the obscuration of internal, external, and special kind of a type of difficulties. For this, also, we pray we should become like a northern continent. According Buddhist teaching, it said the northern continent of a human being, it's much, much comfortable and not having illness and very difficult kind of different type of death of by earthquake, fire, or water. Fighting, hungry, disease, they don't have those. The H1 sentient beings live 1,000 years equally. And when we live 100 years or, maybe 80 years, something, many people cannot make it that much. But, then we do have a changing with our bone, skin, everything changes, become old. Walking and appearances, everything changes. But in this northern continent, they live from born, they were quickly kind of a maturity, become mature. It's about 1 week or something, very quick. And then maybe a few weeks, I don't remember very much, but it's a very short time. They don't have a parenting kind of a environment. The social society bring all children's, each of those have a highly civilized being, so they take care of all each other's children. These are also easily grown. They, after their birth, you kind of put into kind of a society, and then they grow a very healthy way. Nobody harm them or kind of manipulating them, cheating them, something like that. And also much in a very rich society, they don't, natural environment is very, very comfortable and always. So, they're making food on new, these are, they, we don't, we use electricity, gas, used to, we've burned charcoal, fire, and woods, many things. For them, they have a kind of special, crystal like a ball. When you put this, always a heat comes. Anyway, so many food or natural kind of, provide. So very easy life. It said they have a kind of blessed, they have a very virtuous mind, towards each other and also receiving some practice. So they have a kind of a, all human continent, 12 different human continent. Those northern continent is most fortunate kind of a form. So, it said, we kind of pray for those hungry ghosts being born as a same or kind of become like continent of northern part. And may they be replete and satisfied by strength streams of milk that pour from Lord Avalokiteshvara's hand, and the bath in it. May they be refreshed and cooled. So they can they wish Avalokiteshvara, and we said this is also using the northern continent kind of a society. The children's in a cross kind of road on the road, many people passing by, they put a kind of finger into their mouth and then them kind of the milk or something parents form of so they said the male and the female, but the female put a finger in the children's any children's mouth, then they kind of feeding them in that way. This is here, of course, it's the form of Avalokiteshvara. And then their hands, fingers come out of those nutritions and then make them very crunchy, their thirst, and feed them stomach. And also in the pleasant, take bath of in pleasant temperature. And then, the below of these are kind of they already saw three low realms, hell realms, and the hungry ghost and the animal realms already said. So, and then rest is more about the human and the virtuous realms, and in the human and the demigod and the god realms. Why some people may think God realm, they already have a great enjoyment and some miracle display, ability to do miracle display and clear, kind of shine wisdom, able to kind of see and think and ability to do many things much better than human being. Why we need to do dedication for them, but there are also some limitations for themselves. So here is more from a human being. And may they be replated and satisfied by spring. That's already done. And may they blend to receive the sight, and may the deaf begin to hear, and the women near their time to birth bring forth like Maya Deva, free from all strifes tribal. So that's, of course, for human beings, most of the difficult, uneasy part is some people blind, deaf, cannot hear or cannot see is more very difficult. We can kind of close our eyes in daytime and you walk 10 minutes or 10 meters far. You can felt, of course you can familiar and you are trained and you may, you increase your ability, in different way to do things, but, it's very difficult. Or you kind of cannot, for example, you try to not using your ear and then to live. It's a, some people become very, very agitated and terrified. So those are, you can receive and enjoy your life, receive message and deliver message, and your ability to move to those, for yourself. It's important to see and hear, to do many things. if you cannot see, half word is like not much relation with you. Then you cannot hear, then it's a very difficult thing. So we wish them to have those, blind people can see, and deaf people can hear, starting to hear. And, said, in used to take birth for women, it's very difficult in the beginning to, 10 months or the time to infant, babies, infant, will take a womb and become bigger and bigger your belly, and then eventually take a birth. All those times are very difficult. It's sometimes nowadays maybe have a surgery very common to see, but in ancient time I think surgery is very rare. So many cases, mother dead, child survive, or child mother both dead. Also, those situation happens, very common. Some people have 9 or 11 children, only one survived. Those kind of situation, it's not rare. Some have 4, 5, 6, 7, or 10, something, half survived, others dead, or 2 survived, or 2 dead, rest 5, 6 survived. Those situation, each family has different. If you have many children, more everyone survive is difficult due to many illnesses and many things. Especially first beginning of birth and old age in the birth of in bigger age, elderly age is very difficult. So it said we wish them to have a very kind of a smooth birth situation, like Buddha's mother, Mayadeva. Maya is the name. And they give birth Buddha without pain, according to the history or the Buddhist literature. So and may then naked now be closed, and all that hungry eat their fill. And may those parched with the thirst receive pure water and a delicious drink. And this, some people nowadays have maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 shoes or many. Ancient time, there are many rich people too, but also many people not much have food and eating, clothing to wear. Or in different season they are hungry, or daily kind of a shortage of food. It happens in different places. In some places, always winter and fall, they have a lot of food. Spring is very difficult used to for farmers also too. For nomadic life also to spring, in early spring, very difficult. They, for some, maybe not difficult, but it's a possible kind of shortage is that time. For some, because of the desert area or river water season changes, so it, accordingly, they'll have difficulties. Some are running migrant for seasons, so in different area. So wish them to get access to pure water, and receive delicious kind of food and drinks. I remember this Mother Teresa. She helped a lot of people who sleep on the street due to different circumstances, and there was sometimes a war in Japanese and Myanmar. And also many reasons, Bangladesh, these people running into Calcutta, this area. So she tried to, she did many good for elderly to taking care of them, washing them, cut hair, and give them clothes and food and a place to live, and even kind of a children, giving them opportunity to study, and sick people get medicine, and also respect is very important. Without respect, you're giving something, it's also half kind of, there is a need of, respect. So Mother Teresa, I think I watched some documentary, said experience in Darjeeling, near Darjeeling, I think one church, she had some kind of encouragement from statue of a god. He kind of see all people as a form of a different god. So even sick people and elderly people, she considered she was serving God. So it's a very, very powerful and great example of actually transform their mind. May poor and destitute find wealth, and the haggard and careworn joy, the careworn joy. May those now in despair behold in mind, endowed with a sterling constancy. So for poor people, they often think wealth is the best kind of fortunate way of life, or the source of happiness. But for wealthy people, they may not find that is the guaranteed kind of happiness, but very helpful and giving peace. And so some people confident, and some people safety, feeling of sense of security through the material wealth and enjoyment. And these are important too. So you see this said, people who may those now in despair to be whole in mind. It's a respect of people is very important. Your kind of way of life, you are doing things, then impact people, and also always giving some kind of encouragement. And for example, if you raise your children with a very serious kind of face, and a very give them a punishment, and a very difficult like in ancient time, many training, very harsh training, sometimes helpful, but they also sometimes damaging their kind of mind, the children's kind of capacity and potential too. So some teachers, for example, they don't have much knowledge, then they not much patience of people who ask questions. If you ask questions, they will get angry or frustrated. Yeah, but if you kind of become honest, you don't know something, you just say, oh, I don't know. It's easy. Or you know it, then also give it through their own question and all interesting. You honor their curiosity, and also you don't say or kind of a worldly question or a silly question, but you for teacher or for your friendly attitude, you don't have that kind of a thinking. This is not wise or something like the mind. But all question be question. All question is good. All question is kind of questionable. All question is important. So all question is respected. So these are very important. So all circumstances are also respected. People think, why you become this and that, or why you become poor, or something, many things, like blaming and say, oh, it's your own problem, it's because of you or something. So these are not the reason or not the cues. We cannot take disrespect kind of position. It was wrong to do it. So our meaning is not there to argue in things, but to try to help as much as you can to leave the suffering. Not important to consequences, you can think of it, and then to kind of important to you also analyze things. But for immediate kind of a human being relief from pain, it's important. So you, although name of love maybe increase others' pain, then it may not help. Some people can hold, some people may become more painful than before. These are, I think, we don't have to say too much. May every being's lying with the disease be freed at once from every malady. May every sickness and that afflicts the living be holy and forever absent from the world. In the traditional literature, always said disease have a different categories of disease. Some are linked towards past life karmic kind of imprint. Disease happens. Some are physical disease. Some are kind of mentally impacted disease for kind of impact physical, not purely treatment or physical, but you have to kind of lead in their mind to avoid of those sufferings. And some are that said come from not human transform, but other beings can transform disease into human level, human beings. And then although those are categorized in 404, but many more, of course, name and different diseases are there. So these are free from suffering and never engaging with those. Some people haven't have the even big kind of sickness even once. It's these people also very healthy exist. But some people very difficult, small being disease always following. Once so this and that, most of people have this, some disease, or it always happens. And then May travelers upon the road find happiness no matter where they go, and they may they gain without the need of a toil. The goals on which they set their hearts. So business world important. Many people in order to gain profit, then they would do many things, many form of activity to do business. So everyone having spending their time. So for good purpose and good methods. So it's important to wish them to reach, kind of become rich. May those who go to dread have no more fear. May captive to be unchained and the call now set free. And may the weak receive the strength, their strength. May living beings help each other in kindness. So many people live in fear of under law. Kind of some law, it's not really reasonable law. Law should be kind of wearing a silk. It said there is a kind of limiting you, but you don't directly feel much. If you against the law, then or you do the terrible thing, then they can kind of limit you. But normally people don't feel it. It's that kind of not disturbing normal life. It's important. If you some law hurt people generally, then it's a bad situation. So some people fear of their own enemy, fear of many things, but the one is sometimes a fear of the administration. Or other things. Some people use the name of God to do bad things. Some people use the name of a country or people to do bad things. So, and also design law never be a separate kind of, never a good, for people who kind of a very selfish motivation to design law is very terrible. You have to see that kind of overall situation and then to make a law. And so one person make law mostly easily make a mistake. You collect all opinions of others and making law is more suitable. These general. So anyway, that saying all people wish to liberate or free from those tight control. And weak people become stronger, strength, pessimism become more optimism. So people have a holding that kind of how can I contribute something to humanity to do good? Always have this attitude, not always kind of want to do the bad thing or suspicious to everything, that kind of mind, but you often wanted to contribute something from you to the society and to neighbor or something to your friends or family, parents, that kind of attitude. They're very important. So then it's the business people. Activating everywhere, people running around everywhere, and they wish them to be successful and peaceful, safe, and what they are aiming to increase their wealth and become more able, something wish them to have a less effort to achieve great. Some are very difficult to do, very hard laboring day and day, but only kind of survival based kind of income. So it's very difficult. So we tend to gain more, increase more. And, May those who put to sea in boat or ship attain the ports that they desire, and may they safely come to shore, and the sweet reunion with their kith and kin. So some people traveling with the now is space airplane aircraft, and some people traveling with the ship. Used to also many days traveling in ship. People live in coastal area, and then some people travel in my hometown. Like people traveling on horseback for day and months, and this happens. Nowadays, all the motor cars and many things. So they are try to solve something problem or to success of their business or anything. So to taking care of their parents or many things. So these wish they are kind of a safe vehicle using to go and beyond over river, lakes, ocean, and space and time or place, and then eventually reunion with their own family, friends, and relatives. I think maybe we will stop here. This is 166, and then next time 167, continue our dedication prayer. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamalabhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate to practicing this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two secret kayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Throughout this goodness, through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. May all lives of glorious masters be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you for attending, and have a great weekend. Thank you.